The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 207, Jungle Fever.
Is everyone all right?
I'm good.
10 fingers, 10 toes. Yep, I'm good to go.
Jeffra, I saw the fireball. Are you guys all right?
We're good, but I can't say the same for the chopper. They set a charge. I guess they were hoping to catch us. We need to deal with this fire. I'll get back to you.
Copy that.
That's twice today they tried to kill us.
I'm glad you saw that bomb. Get the quad's fire extinguishers. Let's put this fire out.
Thankfully, the fuel cells are intact.
If they had ignited, we wouldn't be standing here right now.
Let's see if anything or anyone was on this chopper.
Well, I don't see any charbroiled rage members.
Search the perimeter and see if we can pick up a trail.
I've got blood over here. Looks like they're headed due west.
That's got to be the guy I hit. I don't think he'll get very far. Looks like a lot of blood.
They have at least a 10-man head start on us.
Gabby, if you hit him in the leg, we may find him before we find any of the others.
Oh, there's no if about it. I hit him.
Let's follow this trail.
I'll take point.
Very well. Tam, you take middle, concentrate left. I'll take the rear and concentrate right.
Are we going to follow this trail until we find them, or should we set a time limit?
Our only purpose right now is to find one of them. It's obvious that Wi-Fi was not with them. We'll give it 30. Jaffra for Mercury.
Go ahead.
We've got a blood trail to follow. There's no sign of Wi-Fi. We're going to follow this trail for another 30 standard minutes. If we find nothing, we'll return.
Copy that. I suspect the blood trails from the one Gabby shot.
Yes, it appears they made a safe landing and then destroyed their ship.
Just be careful. I wouldn't put it past them to set up an ambush. We'll continue to monitor the perimeter just in case they try to double back and take the Mercury.
Copy that. We'll contact you in 30 unless something happens. Jaffra out.
It looks like he's slowing down. This must be the place here on the right.
Yes, he's turning in.
We have arrived. I will park in front in case they're watching. Keep driving straight, then make 2 right turns and enter the side parking lot.
We copy. Will you be going in right away?
I will wait for a short while, then go in. I'm switching my microphone to open channel 4.
Switching to open channel 4. How do you read me?
Loud and clear. I'm switching to one-way communication only.
So that means we can hear him, but he can't hear us.
That avoids any kind of earpiece or the sound of our voices giving him away.
First right turn.
I wonder if his backup is there yet.
I can't ask him. One of the drawbacks of one-way communications.
I suppose this is the second right. It doesn't look like a street, more of an alley.
It goes behind the apartment building, so I think we're good.
My backup has arrived. I'm going in.
Here we go. This is the entrance to the parking lot. I'm going to pull in around the side.
There's a space on the end. We should get a good view of the front from there.
Kit. Come in. Did you have any trouble getting here? You were very lucky to survive that unfortunate attack.
Yes, I was. And why are we speaking English? Na, chomu ne po ukrainsky oporuski, huh?
I would like you to meet my superior, Colonel Sergei Petrov.
Be English, old boy, because we need to stay in character. I can't have the people I work with detecting a Russian accent.
Ah, I see.
This is an unexpected turn.
So is your rank with the Russian army or the British?
Russian, of course. I'm just a translator for the British Embassy.
Ah, that is very convenient. You get to hear both sides.
Yes, I do.
Why is that I haven't seen you around?
Because Sergei was hired just last week. Up until then, he was attached to the Ukrainian forces in Crimea. UK forces were there to help train the Ukrainian army.
I acted as a translator when needed for the British staff.
That seems a very low job for a Russian army colonel.
The information was extremely valuable. It gave us a good idea of the size and strength of their army.
That is valuable information.
Once that information was relayed, he was transferred to Kyiv.
Dmitry here, or should I say Dale, got me into the embassy.
What happens now since the three Western agents have been eliminated?
You and Dale will remain at the embassy. I will have a family emergency and will have to leave the embassy.
That's too bad. You just got here.
Da. Спасибо.
Is there a problem?
Yes. And we're looking at him.
This can't be good.
What do you mean, you're looking at him?
One of my informants saw the drone hit the car you were supposed to be in. He said everyone made it out alive and drove off with you. In what he suspected was an SBU vehicle.
Oh, so I was supposed to be in that car.
We see you as a liability, Anton. That means you'll have to disappear, I'm afraid.
If that's the case, I'd like to order a pizza first. You know, they don't have good pizzas in Siberia.
Sort of foolish talk is that.
And make it pepperoni. Get down! Get down!
Something terrible has happened. We'd better assist him.
I can't see. Yeah, I can't see.
I can see. My eyes.
Blood. Simon, Dimitri's getting away. Cover the exits. My men will pursue as soon as they can.
Kate, you and Jameson take the front. I'll drive around the back.
Jameson's going in. I'm covering the opposite exit.
Simon, I'm on two-way now. We have Sergei in custody, but Dmitry escaped.
Jameson is on his way up. Kate is covering the north exit, and I'm stationed in the east. If he leaves the building, we'll catch him.
Yeah, Bonds. Hey, Hernandez. You got something for me?
I've been working on a background check for your boy, Korsky.
Did you find anything?
My personal opinion, Korsky's a fake. You were right. I hit a wall in 1992.
So you got nothing prior to that?
Absolutely nothing. This leads me to believe that he's someone else.
But how does a fake get a nomination into West Point? He supposedly graduated from Stuttgart American High School.
Yes, and I got a copy of his transcripts. But there's no record of him having attended that high school.
Yeah, so he has a fake high school diploma with good grades, I imagine.
Straight A student.
Well, Kelly found the same discrepancy. He's not listed in the yearbook, and all of the students in the yearbook account for all the students listed as enrolled. Any DMV records, tax records, voting registration, census listing, anything? I still don't see how it's possible that an officer in the United States Army, a graduate of West Point, and has no records prior to 1992.
Oh, there are records, all right. But everything prior to 92 is bogus.
Now, wait a second. He was working on a secret project for vehicle development. That would require a security check.
I guess the Army didn't question what they found. What do you think the story is on this guy?
Well, we have a few theories, but nothing solid. The bottom line is that he's not who he says he is. And since the vehicle homicide was covered up, he must be someone important. Or at least he knows the right people.
I'll keep snooping around. I'll let you know if I find something.
All right, thanks.
Hey, was that the detective from the Baltimore PD you were talking to?
Yes, Hernandez. Unfortunately, he hit a dead end at 92 also. He says it's evident that Korski's a made-up figure.
Lenora and I are coming to the same conclusion.
Yeah, we've been digging through the newspaper from his hometown and all the places that he's reported to have lived.
Yeah, and there's nothing. No mention of a Korski anywhere.
If his father was military or a government service worker, he either stayed out of the news or had a different name.
Or like the colonel never existed at all.
I'm beginning to believe that's the case. Don't you think it's odd that he's never been married, and if he was, there's no record of a divorce?
And prior to 92, he was never sick.
The fact that his birth records can't be confirmed seals it for me. This guy is a fake, a liar. And is getting away with murder.
Oh, now calm down, Scarlett. Come on now. He's not getting away with anything. That's why we're here, to bring him into justice.
I know. It just makes me furious when I think how long he's been living the good life while my parents are in their graves.
We'll get him. Scarlett, don't worry. With as many assets as we have investigating him, we'll find out who he really is.
I really don't want to take matters into my own hands. But if I have to...
None of that talk. None of that kind of talk. We'll do this, and we'll do it right. He'll be brought to justice, whoever he is.
The blood trail seems to stop here.
I see only two sets of tracks now.
Yes, but look at these tracks.
Right. They're deeper. He's being carried. I don't see anything on thermal.
Carrying him will slow them down for sure.
Over here.
Discarded bandages. They must have changed his dressing.
This last blood trace is much broader than the others. He probably fell here. They slapped a new dressing on and then carried him out.
Like I said, if that's the case, they won't stay ahead of us for much longer.
Let's move out.
How are we doing on time?
We have another 10 minutes before we told the Mercury we'd turn around.
That can't be good.
Draw your weapons and let's get in a wide line formation.
You don't think they shot the poor guy, do you?
No, listen. Something's attacking them.
Try your thermal again.
Got a hit. It looks like something on all fours. Make that two creatures. Okay. Now I see three figures. One is sitting, two are standing.
They probably dropped the wounded guy to fight whatever those two creatures are.
Sounds like the creatures are winning. Let's go.
Hold up. Gabby, scan first.
Okay, I have one heat signature now. The beasts are gone, and so are the other two. It looks like they left him.
Let's go.
He's alive, barely.
So much for leave no man behind. Hey, can you hear me?
He doesn't have a translator device. I have one here. Hold on.
You carry a spare translator with you?
I'm a bounty hunter. I meet all kinds of aliens in my line of work. Here, hook this up.
Hey, buddy. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, I... hear you, and I see you, too. You're the one who shot me. You shot me!
That's right, and I'm the one you tried to shoot, so we're even.
Where's Lord Zokar?
You think he went for a ride with us?
No, we know he's in bad shape. What were you doing at the hospital?
Why? I came to get a flu shot.
Oh, you're a funny guy, aren't you?
I'll be honest, that creature left you in pretty bad shape. Why don't you ease your conscience and tell us where we can find Lord Zokar?
Ease my conscience? What conscience do I have to ease?
That's right, I forgot. You rage guys don't have a conscience.
Is he alive? Just tell us that.
He lives in all of us.
I'll take that as a no.
Take it. Take it any way you want, bounty hunter.
So where is he? We have the technology to save him. Without our help, he'll surely die.
He's where you'll never find him.
Afraid that's all you're going to get out of him. What should we do with him?
He has a rain poncho rolled up on his web belt. Wrap him in that and I'll carry him back to the chopper.
Well, that's the best place for him. We'll report this crash site and have the local accident board come and recover the body.
Let's get this over so we can get back to the ship. We'll have to start all over.
East entrance is still clear.
North entrance secure. There's been no sign of him.
I've made my way up the stairs and I've joined up with Anton. No sign of Dimitri.
Kate, moving through the north entrance and I'll enter the east. We'll comb the building. He's probably still here.
Anton is having one of his men escort Sergei to their headquarters. He said he'll meet you by the east door.
Copy that. Anything?
No. There may be a chance he went into one of these apartments, but people have been locking their doors since the invasion. Let's continue down to the basement. There are storage units there for each apartment.
Does this hallway extend the full length of the building?
I'm not sure, but this design is like our first safe house. There should be a furnace room in the middle. Perhaps Kate should do what we are doing.
Kate, we've cleared the southern stairwell and are progressing north in the basement hallway. I suggest you two make your way down.
We're headed down now.
I see a heavy door about halfway down. It's most likely the furnace room. Check the locks on all the storage units as you go.
Copy that. I'll let you know when we reach the center.
Very good. Jameson, did you copy that?
Yes, sir. Sergei is being transported. I'm making my way up to the roof.
Excellent. But watch yourself up there.
Copy that.
None of these storage lockers appear to have been tampered with.
Which one of these belongs to the apartment Dimitri was using?
This second one here.
That's odd. If this was a temporary meeting place, why is there a chain lock on the storage unit?
Maybe it was meant for me. A good place to temporarily store my body, maybe? We'll come back and search this later. Let's continue.
I don't see anything out of the order in these remaining ones.
I take it that this is the door to the furnace room. Ah, locked. Just as we suspected, Blatch.
Agent Simon, was that you?
Yes, we're checking the door. Where are you?
Doing the same. It's locked on this side, too.
Head for the roof and check in with Jameson. We're headed back to the parking lot.
Will do.
Is this door always locked?
That I cannot say for sure, but in the building we were using, it was always locked.
He's got to be somewhere. He didn't have enough time to go very far.
I see him. He's getting into a car in the east parking lot. We'll try to get photos.
Anton, let's go. Kate, did you copy? Head for the east exit.
I'm on my way.
Anton, I'm sending a photo to your phone now.
Ah, got the photo. Good work. I'll send out the bulletin now.
He's not going to get away again.
Hey, Sam, what do they have you doing right now?
I'm just looking through Korsky's personnel file. You think this guy could walk on water?
What do you mean, walk on water?
Well, I'm just reading his efficiency reports. Nobody could be this good at everything.
I suspect these efficiency reports are inflated. Competition for promotion's pretty high, so you pretty much have to be a water walker.
So if a guy or woman is really good, but the superior writing the report gives him or her a fair and honest evaluation,
then they're pretty much done.
I'm glad we don't have these on Hanga.
You're right. At least on your planet, if you're alive and your opponent isn't, then that's your efficiency report.
You got that right. Here, look at this one for work done on that new cargo vehicle. You think he invented the wheel.
And the sad thing is that the vehicle never made it beyond the prototype.
He failed and he's a hero. Gotta love it.
Hey, Sam, how you coming with those records?
Lenora and I were just discussing how overblown these efficiency reports are. This one is for doing great work on the new truck.
They never made it out of the garage.
The more I look at that project, the more I'm convinced that it was a cover for Korsky to operate in the Pentagon.
But if that's the case, then what about these other engineers that were working with him? They would have to know that the whole project was bogus.
I've compiled a list of all the people assigned to work on that project. There are quite a few.
All right. You, Kelly, and Scarlet can divide up the list and start hunting these people down. Now, I'd be interested in talking to any of them who are still in the area.
All right. We'll get started on that right away.
You want me to keep coming through his records?
Yes. Yeah, it might be a good idea to get that list from Lenora and see if any of them were assigned to Korsky in the past. Go as far back as West Point.
All right. Say, where is Barnes? Did he maybe go out and get us some lunch?
You wish. He got a text from Thornton. He went to meet him somewhere.
Somewhere? Don't they usually meet at the National Archives building?
Yeah, but it was somewhere different this time. Jim was pretty pumped about it. He might have a new lead.
That's good. Maybe he'll feel like celebrating and bring back a few pizzas.
Always hoping, aren't you?
This place is out of the way.
Yeah, Jim, what do you got?
Hey, I'm texting you the address where I'm meeting Thornton. It's in the southeast part of the city. Not exactly a place I'd expect, but Thornton said he found something important here.
All right, give me a call as soon as you have something new.
Will do. What's the team working on now?
We're going through a list of people who worked on the development project with him back when the accident happened. We'll cross-reference those names with any that he had prior contact with.
Sounds like a plan. I'll give you a call when I'm finished.
Hope you find some.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I better check this address again. 5-4... Yeah, this is the right place. Apartment 3A. Okay. Oh man, what could it be on the first floor, man? Why does it have to be on the third floor, or higher? Pappy? Hey, Pap, it's Jim. Pap. Hey, Pap. Oh, okay. Hey, you in the back? Oh, man. Sorry, man. Didn't mean to rush you. Take your time. I'm in no hurry.
Who's attacked Barnes and why? Will Dimitri get away again? And where will Jaffra begin the hunt for Wi-Fi? Find out the answers to these questions and more in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, Deadhead.